This is Tom Allen with the Marketland Report. The markets looked a little bearish, partly due to crop conditions in South America. Here's Virginia McGathey from the floor of the CME to give you her take on the grain market.
Holiday weekend, soybeans opened a little bit lower. Interestingly enough, yesterday the market really rebounded off Thursday and Friday's sell-off, but it wasn't to be. It could not hang on. The South American harvest is really marching on and starting to build in spite of the fact that there has been some rains in Argentina. So certainly looked like the market just couldn't hold and really had a little bit of a sell-off. I think that the gains were definitely limited because of that. The U.S. dollar index continuing to soar up 410 points today, that definitely putting a lid on any kind of rally in the market.
Starting with Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day at 465 even. July corn prices were at 477 and three quarters. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were ranging from 467 to 479. Hardbread winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Future prices for May were ranging from 545.5 to 550.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were ranging from 649 and a quarter to 679 and a quarter. June live cattle finished the day up 105.90. May feeder cattle were up at 124.20. March Class 3 milk was down 21 cents at $16.69.
You've just heard today's Marketland Report. I'm Tom Allen with the Ag Information Network of the West. Thanks for tuning in.